SBS Radio.
I'm Ian Groden and I'm here in Jerusalem. I've just been attending the 100th anniversary of the laying of the foundation stone of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem on the 24th July 1918.
This is an incredible occasion. So this is 100 years. So the Hebrew University celebrates its 100 cornerstone anniversary.
That's right, exactly 100 years. Very, very strongly attended, 350 people from all over the world. This is to celebrate the cornerstone, and we actually went to the spot and put in some of those documents buried so that in 100 years' time from now, they can dig them up and compare what's going to happen or what has happened to this university in the next 100 years.
How else are they celebrating?
They're taking us all around the university, they're taking us to the faculties, they're giving us lectures from some of the researchers themselves. We've got something like 3 campuses, 12 faculties, 21,000 students, including 350 Haredi students, and over 1,000 Arab students from East Jerusalem, 170 Ethiopians, I was told by one of the authorities here, and a huge number of international students from all over the globe, and they're taking this to a series of short seminars on some of their current projects, which are in so many fields. One of the places we went to, by the way, was the Israeli President's house. We went yesterday because President Rivlin, his father was one of the first professors, and his mother worked in the library at the Hebrew University, and he was a graduate of it himself. He spoke with quite emotionally. Who also has some good relationships with Sydney University in a student exchange and a thesis exchange program. They've got all over the world, they're dealing with postdoctoral students, and one of their biggest problems is that the standard is so high, as soon as people graduate, people grab them, especially American universities. They offer them better research facilities, higher standard of living, and university has a very big problem in keeping its students once they've trained them.
My next question is if you can take us back 100 years and tell us something about it.
Started on the 24th of July of 1918, and in that time they've developed 8 Nobel laureates. I've been involved with universities all over the world. I studied with MIT in Boston. I studied at Sydney University, New South Wales University. I went to Bologna University. And I can tell you I haven't yet struck one that has 8 Nobel Prize laureates. But this is the 100th year since the laying of the first stones, which were 12 stones, each stone representing one of the tribes. The original founders, when you look at the list, it's an unbelievable powerhouse of some of the greatest global intellects of the 20th century. You see photographs of them all present. Sigmund Freud, father of modern psychology. Albert Einstein, who, as we know, is probably the greatest intellect of all of them, some say even of all time, whose archives we actually visited. And incidentally, he wrote the mission statement of the university, which is still there for all to read to this very day, which I read. It has not been changed. Martin Buber, the great German philosopher, Chaim Nachman Bialik, one of the great poets of the 20th century, and on that board, Baron Rothschild was also present. And also in the first inauguration was General Allenby, who won the area from the Ottoman Turks.
We're talking to Ian Groden, who is in Jerusalem at the moment, celebrating with the Hebrew University its 100th cornerstone anniversary. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ian, can you tell us some of the achievements of the Hebrew University?
Well, the whole place is a culture of research and the search for knowledge. They've got unbelievable medical advances in the frontier of knowledge in that field, but they deal with all these other areas of human behavior. They have a lot of cooperation with industry. They do a lot of research for industry, and that's one of the sources of their income, which they're doing very, very well. They've also, in building themselves up to that point, they've created a very interesting teaching environment where everything is based on digital media, and they're famous for their R&D, including, by the way, helping Great Britain in World War II by teaching them how to combat some of the terrible diseases that the soldiers had. But they have such a diversity of achievements, Nietzsche. They contribute to social issues, medical issues, economic, pharmaceutical, archaeological, dental, high-tech, political humanities, literature. We just went to a talk to someone who's done research on anti-Semitism over the ages, and it's completely different to what I ever would have believed. As I said, they have 8 Nobel laureates. One of the things they've done, which I found completely mind-boggling, they've worked out a way of 3D printing of human organs. They clone genes, grow them on tobacco plants, and they've created, I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying this, human lungs, eyes, and corneas. They've created collagen fiber, that's, you know, the connective protein tissue that repairs soft and hard tissue. The cherry tomato that we all eat. They just developed a technology for self-driving cars called Mobile Eye, which they've sold for $1.4 billion for self-driving cars. And one of the things we found out yesterday, they've identified one of the key causes of aging, conducting animal research, and they found that we have a regenerating protein that keeps us going, and a degenerating program that stops it as we get older. They've managed to make animals double their age. And of course the next step is to see whether that'll work with humans.
Another thing this is amazing.
Another thing, they've got a program called ReefCam. And we were given a talk by the chief police officer of one of the larger American states. He said they're using this Hebrew University program all over the US because what it does when they try and identify criminals, instead of having to go through endless hours of video, this thing does it in, let's say a 4-hour video, does it in 15 minutes. They also do a lot of work in epigenetics and what's called DNA methylation, which is a way of locking or unlocking genes. And so if they're deleterious genes, if you're born with a harmful gene, they've now learned how to lock that gene, how to turn it on and off. We were told by one of the medical researchers that they've now found how to cure testicular cancer completely, and even high success in ovarian cancer and in Parkinson's and in Alzheimer's by again identifying the proteins that create the neurons that create the diseases in the brain. They discovered what's called the VIX index, V-I-X, which is now used by major stock exchanges all over the world to analyze fluctuations in stock prices to help regulate the economy.
This is quite amazing. Ian Grodin is celebrating in Jerusalem 100 years of knowledge from the Hebrew University. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. sbs.com.au